रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. बालकांड चैप्टर 68. दशरथ इज इनवाइटेड टू मिथिला. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. किंग जनकस मैसेंजर्स स्पेंट 3 days on the road, and with tired steeds, they reached the lordly Ayodhya on the 4th. Approaching the royal palace, they spake unto the wardens, "Haste ye and inform your lord and master that the envoys of Janaka await his presence." Dasharatha was informed of this at once, and back they conveyed his commands to the messengers, "Ye are welcome to enter the royal palace, glorious in its magnificence." They did so, and soon stood in the presence of the Lord of Kosala, the aged Dasharatha, like unto the angels of the light. With folded palms and restrained selves, the messengers humbly addressed the king in sweet words and calm. "Our master, King Janaka, the ruler of Mithila, makes anxious inquiries through us again and again in sweet and friendly terms of thy well-being and peace of heart. Is it well with thee and with thy kinsmen? Is thy heart ever engaged in the welfare of thy subjects? Do the household fires receive due worship at thy hands? Thy priests and teachers, is it all well with them? Does the current of their lives flow on smoothly? And are they ever intent upon the search for truth and upon the proper discharge of the duties of their high office? Are thy people happy and contented as ever?" Next, with the permission of the great Vishwamitra, he ventures to place before thee this request. "It is not unknown to thee that I have instituted a trial of valor and skill among the various princes of earth and the mighty warriors. My daughter Sita, of divine beauty, is the prize of him who wins over the heads of the competitors. Great kings and famous warriors sought her hand and essayed the test I have set for them, but they were as nothing before thy valiant son who chanced to come here in the wake of sage Vishwamitra. Thy godlike boy distanced themselves unspeakably and carried away the prize of valor from among the midst of countless champions, older in years, renowned kings of the earth and veterans worn with fight and grown gray in war. In a vast concourse of the assembled multitudes of the earth, princes and peasants, warriors and citizens, saints and sages, thy son, Sri Rama of divine presence, broke in twain the wonderful bow entrusted to me by Lord Mahadeva. And so I should, as promised, give my daughter Sita in marriage to him as a prize of valor. I entreat thy consent to my request and pray thee to enable me to keep my word. Deign thou to bless my humble abode with thy presence along with thy saintly priests and teachers. Tarry not, for thou shouldst of a truth behold thy lordly sons even now. It behooves thee to gladden a friend's heart, and I doubt not that thou wilt give inexpressible pleasure to thy dear sons. Thus does our lord and master, King Janaka of Mithila, speak to thee in accents sweet and wise. Vishwamitra sanctions his request and graciously thinks with him. They delivered themselves thus and paused, restrained by the lordly presence of the ruler of Ayodhya. Dasharatha heard the message of his friend and brother king. It sank deep into his heart and gladdened it beyond words. He returned himself to his spiritual guides, Vasishtha and Vamadeva, and to their counsel and said, "Kaushalya's delight and my heart's joy resides at present at the capital of the Videhas, led thereunto by the mighty Vishwamitra, who extends over them his envied protection. Janaka, the great soul one, has had an opportunity of acquainting himself in person with the might and prowess of Rama, and now he desires to give his daughter in marriage unto Raghava. If his proposal seems good and fitting in your eyes, and Janaka is not unknown to you as a royal sage, we should make haste to proceed to his capital, for it becomes us not to delay. The sages assembled and the ministers, whose hearts were ever turned towards the interests of their master, expressed their joyful assent and approval. Then Dasharatha gave it out to his ministers that he intended starting the next day. Meanwhile, the envoys of Janaka were invited to pass the night there, and with right royal welcome and cheerful talk, the hours passed away. Mangalam Koshalendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.